Am I going? Okay. Sunday morning, July the 19th, 2020. We're going to look first, Prophet's Corner Uncut, a second one. This is called Walking by the Inward Witness. Men seek after signs, even in the church. Men glory in visions, dreams, and angelic visitations to denote maturity. Many feel inferior because they have not had any of these signs show up in their lives. They feel inferior because these signs are not happening to them. Grieve not over this. I never told you to walk by visions, dreams, and angelic visitations. This is not a sign of maturity. The sign of maturity is walking by faith, and this is learning to walk by the inward witness. To walk by signs is a sign of immaturity. This is why I instructed the early church leaders to not put a novice in office. For signs do come with the fivefold ministry offices, and the novice would be lifted up in pride and subject to being deceived by the evil one, because they begin to think it's them. Lack of maturity under that pressure causes a shipwreck. Never envy the leaders for the place they stand in and the signs and wonders that follow their ministry. They've paid the price to be there and undergone the training to be there. Thomas wanted a sign before he would believe. I told him, blessed are the ones that believe and don't see. Know why they are so blessed? What they have learned. They have learned to go by what is on the inside over what they see on the outside. This fits perfect with what the Lord had shown me about the dream. You know. Signs do follow believers. Believers are not supposed to follow the signs. Never look to signs to confirm something. If you put out a fleece, you will be fleeced. The inward witness will never steer you wrong because it is the peace umpire. Safe. Think about a baseball game. The umpire calls safe over the plate. Peace makes the call like an umpire calls the base. Peace should always make the call in every endeavor of our life. See, when I was before the dream, it's like I was conflicted. Do I step out and do something? Am I speaking what I'm saying? Is that enough? You have been born into the beast system. It is a system based in lies with illusions and delusions. You can no longer trust but just by what you see and hear. See and hear by the Spirit. This is walking by the inward witness. The Spirit knows all things. We're going to look at 1 Corinthians 2 a second. Well, I've written, or you can just listen. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Walking this way will always keep you on the right road. It will never mislead you. It does not appear flashy, but it is rock solid, an anchor for your soul. See, when you got that peace in the heart, this thing quiets down. That's the soul. He who hesitates should wait. Now listen. He who hesitates should wait. The Lord's trying to tell us not to step out and do something. If you're kind of, you ever tried to do something and you just kind of, Every time I'd look at that lady's letter and all those volunteer things, I'd go, Not that what she's doing, where she is in her walk, was wrong, but it was wrong for me. He who hesitates should wait. If you're not sure, then wait. Do not succumb to pressure of surrounding circumstances that cause you to step out and cause you to just do something. I'm tired of waiting, I'm just going to do something. The steps out are not insignificant. They cost you dearly. Now listen to me. One rash step out can cost you dearly. When peace makes the call, there is no doubt or looking back, but moving ahead with certainty and encouragement. You can be assured I've heard from God and I can move ahead and I don't have to give it a thought. No failures ahead when you make your decisions based on in this matter this way. No regrets, no guilt, no shame. Oh, I think I missed it. No, there's none of that. Oh, that my children would learn to walk this way. This is a no-fail way of living. You know, this is the way I look at it. A lot of times I'll ask the Lord about something and I don't hear anything. So I figure, well, I guess if it's that important, the Lord would have already said something to me about it. So you just drop it. Don't keep harping on it. People that keep harping on it, and keep thinking that way, they'll eventually step out and do it. Their soul will override. When the Lord says, no, wait. The world system, yes, this beast system rages on with all its winds and waves, but walking by the inward witness will cause you to rise upon those storms and not be affected. That is what I did, Jesus said. And the apostles, you know, they were... Her disciples were struggling in the boat. Here comes Jesus walking on the wind and the waves. This is me speaking. This is a small example of what the Holy Ghost is saying to us today. There are a lot of people on social media platforms telling people to buy silver and gold. I've gone to the websites that sell such, but hesitate every time I do. I just can't buy any. What does that mean? It means that God is not advising it for me at this time. If he wants me to do it in some time in the future, I will no longer hesitate. Hesitate means wait. It's the Lord's trying to give you a stop sign. There's a stop sign here. Don't plunge your head. You're liable to get hit by a locomotive. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason for the stop sign. It's a, I want to, but something's just preventing me. I said it were witness telling you not, no, wait for it. This is a Holy Ghost stop sign. We are not led by trends, but by the Spirit of God. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. God put all that gold and silver in the earth for his children. When he brought them out of Egypt, did they go digging for it? No. The Egyptians heaped it on them. Just get out of Dodge. We just will just, here, take it all. Just get out of here. My church is immature and they don't know how to walk by the Spirit, the inward witness. They are so much like the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. All the signs and miracles they saw, and still they didn't trust me to lead them. This is how it will be in the coming kingdom age. Walking by the inside out and not the outside in. Adam and his wife at the beginning, before the kingdom was turned upside down, walked this way. They walked with me in the cool of the evening. They were only inside-minded. After their deception and fall, they started operating from the outside in. The kingdom was turned inside out. Well, as sons of God, you no longer have to do that. Now you can reign from the inside out, the way it was supposed to be. I'm raising up those in this day and this hour that know how to do this. They will show the other how to do it. This is the highest way. It is the kingdom way. I'm looking for fathers, not male fathers, but believers that follow the inward witness. 1 John 2:13 says, I write unto you fathers because you have known him that is from the beginning. How have they known me? John 10:1-5. Well, I'll look at that one. John 10:1-5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. They ignore the signs and they hear my voice. 1 John 2:14, I've written unto you fathers because you have known him that is from the beginning. Romans 8:16, I'm not sure what that says, but look. The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And I've given this testimony before. I'm going to give it again. Back in 2009, I had a physical condition come against me. And I tried natural means and methods for a month or so and didn't have any relief. So I decided, it was one Sunday. We weren't in any church at that time, and I wasn't doing a home church at that time. Danny and I went and ate lunch, and I said, I'm going in the living room, and I'm going to be there till I get an answer. So I had Brother Hagin's health food book, and so I read the little testimonies of healing for an hour. Then I'd pray in the Spirit an hour. I did that for 4 hours. At the end of 4 hours, I'm standing at my counter there at that house, and peace rose up in me. What did peace mean? It was the witness. You connected. You're well. In fact, you got it here. What I've always said is yours. You finally connected through the Spirit. You finally saw it. And I knew I had it. There was no going back. I just started acting like I normally did, never had any other problems. I knew I was healed by what? Peace made the call. It's an inward witness. How did I know peace made the call? The Holy Ghost umpire said, safe. The world has all kinds of voices that come at us, but we must choose not to believe what they say. When we believe God, peace makes the call. You know, with Abraham and his struggle, it said he became fully persuaded. He finally became fully persuaded after struggling for 25 years, the promise of God that was his the first year. But he struggled for all those years until finally one day he got it. And then wasn't a year, a baby was coming. If you will learn to do this and just be moved by not be moved by the circumstances, you can live a fail-proof life by following the inward witness. We can actually never fail. Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is about renewing strength. All right. Isn't that the way Jesus walked? We are to follow in his footsteps. He succeeded in everything the Father assigned to him. If we do it the way he did it, we can succeed in everything Father assigns us. Not be moved by pressure. We live in a pressurized world. If we walk by our emotions, we'll fall with the rest of them. If we do it his way, we'll have the same results. What a wonderful way to live in peace and not be affected by all the hysteria that is in the world system.